speakers are okay, then you should be able to hear because everybody else is able to hear. Hare Krishna. Today is Thursday, 20th September 2012. I welcome you for the Bhagavad Gita class. We first start with the prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadaha Mahayam Dadati Svapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text number 2. I hope everybody can see this on the screen. So, we will just chant the shloka first, and then we will have word by word meaning, and then the translation, and then we are going to discuss. Okay. So please chant with me, after me. Yam sanyasam iti prahur. Yam sanyasam iti prahur. Yogam tam viddhi pandava. Yogam tam viddhi pandava. Nahi asanyas. Nahi asanyasasta sankalpo. Nahi asanyasasta sankalpo. Yogi bhavati kaschana. Yogi bhavati kaschana. Yam sanyasam iti prahur. Yam sanyasam iti prahur. Yogam tam viddhi pandava. Yogam tam viddhi pandava. Nahi asanyasta sankalpo. Nahi asanyasta sankalpo. Yogi bhavati kaschana. Yogi bhavati kaschana. One more time. Yam sanyasam iti prahur. Yam sanyasam iti prahur. Yogam tam viddhi pandava. Yogam tam viddhi pandava. Nahi asanyasta sankalpo. नहि असन्यस्त संकल्पो योगी भवति कश्चन योगी भवति कश्चन. We'll take word by word meaning. Yam what? Sanyasam renunciation. Iti thus. Prahu they say. Yogam linking with the Supreme. Tam that. Vidhi you must know. Pandava, O son of Pandu. Na, never. He, certainly. A sannyasta, without giving up. Sankalpaha, desire for self-satisfaction. Yogi, a mystic, transcendentalist. Bhavati becomes kaschana anyone. Now we take the translation. What is called renunciation, you should know to be the same as yoga or linking oneself with the Supreme. O son of Pandu, for one can never become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification. So please repeat after me. What is called renunciation, you should know to be the same as yoga or linking oneself with the Supreme. O son of Pandu, for one can never become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification. So this is the second shloka of this chapter. It's called Dhyana Yoga. In the first one, just to recap, Krishna said that one who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who works as is obligated in the renounced order of life, and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no duty. So here, in this one he says, what is called renunciation, you should know to be the same as yoga. So he is saying those who are doing any activity to please the Lord, to please Lord Krishna, or who are in yoga. Yoga means, we have been repeatedly hearing this, yoga means to link with the Supreme. That's what it says here also. So he is a yogi and a sannyasi are same. And then he says, you can never become a yogi unless you renounce the desire for sense gratification. Just take the few words here. See here. Sannyasam is renunciation. Yogam is yogi, that is linking with the Supreme. Asanyasta, without giving up. Sankalpa. You know, generally sankalpa is used for many things. When we do some puja or some rituals, that time also we do sankalpa. Sankalpa is like, you know, the desire, that is sort of a vow, that yes, I will complete this. That's what is meant by sankalpa. So anyone cannot become a yogi unless you have the sankalpa, what? Self-satisfaction. Of course, here the meaning is little different. Sankalpa, it is meaning here self-satisfaction. That means doing everything for the self. And that is what is meant by sankalpa here. Asanyasta, without giving up self-satisfaction, desire for self-satisfaction. And self-satisfaction is not non-different from sense gratification. Okay. So it's very obvious. If you want to link with Krishna, then we have to detach ourselves from the material activities. But when we act in Krishna consciousness, then all activities become spiritualized. That we have been hearing time and again, you know. Okay. So, let us see what different acharyas have to say about this. I noted some points which I am going to share with you. First of all, I got a very nice, very clear understanding of difference between sannyas and karma yoga, you know. So here it's described very nicely. Karma yoga, or the performance of prescribed Vedic activities, when they matured into egoless action, then it is same as renunciation. See, that's why if you see the third chapter and the fifth chapter, there's a difference. Third chapter was karma yoga, and then fifth chapter was karma yoga in Krishna consciousness. So there's a difference. The same way there's a difference between sannyas and karma yoga, which is described in the next point. What happens in sannyas? You renounce the desire for rewards as well as the action itself. Right? And the karma yoga is, you renounce only the desire. That's why we were talking about nishkama yoga. Nishkama karma. Not yoga, nishkama karma. No desires. But that means you are doing something, the only thing you are not having is a desire for the reward. But in sannyasa, you even stop the activity itself, you know. For example, a grahastha can remain in grahastha ashram and still be a karma yogi, right? Because he is working, he is doing so many activities which outwardly look like a material activity, but since he is doing it for Krishna, for the pleasure of Krishna, then that is bona fide. But a sannyasi, he is not even doing that activity, you know, he is not going for job or doing business or trying to make some money. That's the difference. So I like this, very clear difference between sannyas and karma yogi, you know. So this was the point I was trying to make to start with. Then let's see what, there are a lot of points in this particular text. Okay. Yes. So we see, let's take these points. Real sannyas yoga or bhakti means that one should know his constitutional position and act accordingly. And what is our constitutional position? We are the servant of the Supreme Lord, right? He is supreme and we are insignificant and we are part and parcel. So this is our constitutional position. So that is a real sannyas. That means you are now accepting your position and acting accordingly, right? So that is bhakti. Bhakti means to do everything for Krishna's pleasure. And that's the same as sannyas yoga. This is from Srila Prabhupada. Okay. So since we are the marginal energy of the Supreme, marginal energy has different energies, you know, internal, marginal, neutral, like that, inferior, superior. So since we have no separate identity, that means independent of the Lord, we have no identity. Although we think I am a spirit soul, I am Brahmasmi and so on, but actually we have to understand that we are part and parcel. We are his marginal energy. That is why we act in that way. You know, we try to satisfy him. So what is the difference between conditioned and liberated? You know, this word you might be hearing every time, the conditioned souls. We are all conditioned souls. Condition meaning we are entrapped by the material energy. We are acting as per the three modes of material nature. Okay? And when we start acting in Krishna consciousness, then we get our natural position, and then that is what is meant by liberation. Liberation doesn't mean that you have to leave this body. You can be liberated here itself, because that means you are not bound by this material energy. That's what Krishna is saying. And he is saying in the shloka, I'll just go back to the translation again, because you know that should remain our focus. What is called renunciation, same as yoga. And what he says, he can never become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification. The desire is the most important. You know, everything is desire. We cannot be desireless. But then we have to have the right kind of desire. And that's what Krishna is teaching us throughout the Bhagavad Gita. Okay? Now, a person in Krishna consciousness has no opportunity to engage his senses in anything which is not for the purpose of Krishna. Now, this is at the highest level. When we say Krishna conscious person, doesn't mean that you are conscious for some time and not conscious for the other times. Prabhuji, oh, I have to do this also. I have to do that also. I have to take care of this also. As long as that also is there, then we are still away. We cannot call ourselves at Krishna consciousness. That's why we say always, we wish each other, may you progress in Krishna consciousness. Progress in such a way that one day you become fully Krishna conscious. Okay? Therefore, a Krishna conscious person So this is very interesting. So you are talking of a sannyasi, you are talking of a yogi, but a Krishna conscious person, a devotee, is simultaneously a sannyasi and a yogi. Because he has given up the desire, he has given up the action also. All his activities are now for Krishna. And he is linking with Krishna, he is yogi also. So such a wonderful position to be in, right? That you are both sannyasi and yogi. Okay? So, further we go. If one is unable to give up the activities of his selfish nature, then jnana and yoga are of no avail. What does it mean? If one is unable to give up the activities of his selfish nature. If we are remaining selfish, then whatever yoga, whatever we talk of jnana, yoga, dhyana, whatever we talk, no use. Because, as I said, you know, repeatedly, we have to develop the consciousness which is called Krishna consciousness. That means you are aware of our relationship of Krishna and you act accordingly. Just being aware doesn't help. You can become a jnani. But for you to become a bhakta, to become a yogi, then you have to start acting on that. So what is to be done? Krishna says, give up your selfish satisfaction and be prepared to satisfy the Supreme. See? Repeatedly, same thing. It's not a huge science in a way, in the sense, you know, it's not complicated. We make it complicated. We start comparing it to this and that, and then we become morose. If you see simply, all we have to do is just work for Krishna's satisfaction. And that for that there are guidance available. That's why we have a spiritual master who tells us what to do, what not to do. One who has no information of the Supreme must therefore be engaged in self-satisfaction, because no one can stand on the platform of inactivity. The nature of soul is to be active. Soul makes everything active. It's conscious, right? So first you have to be conscious. So if you are not Krishna conscious, then you are self-conscious. You know? So all those who are not devotees, they are leading their own life. They are doing everything for their own satisfaction. For satisfaction of them. You know, even when they say, I am doing it for my family, it is actually for their own satisfaction. Because they are scared that, you know, if they're doing it for family, they'll be left alone. Family will abandon them. They'll be called useless. So most of the people work in that fear, because you get some comforts, you know, and you don't want to lose those comforts of a married life or a family. And so you keep on sticking to that. And then you say, oh, it's my duty, this and that, you know, I love and etc. etc. Yes, love is a very cheap word, but actually it's the most expensive word, you know. When we say Krishna prema is the highest, then how can we love be cheap? But we make it cheap for our own satisfaction. That's why the love in the material world is generally the lust. There's no pure love as such. Very rare. So if you become Krishna conscious, then all our purposes are served. You know, all our purposes are served. Meaning, when we satisfy Krishna, doesn't mean that we are not satisfied. Oh, Krishna, you are satisfied? Okay, I don't mind, you know, I can be in... Oh, no. When we honor Krishna's prasadam, for example, we are satisfying Krishna, we are honoring it. And does it not satisfy us? Wow, such a nice prasadam. Who made it, Mataji? Can you give me the recipe? You know, we start asking all those things the moment we eat prasadam. So, it's not that we are not satisfied. I explained to you sannyasa and the difference between sannyasa and yoga. Egoless. Again, the key points are egoless. So sannyasi is giving up both desires for rewards as well as the action itself. And the karma yogi is only having a nishkama karma, no desires. Few more points. If desires and cravings are not abandoned, then how is equanimity of actions possible? This is a question thrown at us. If desires and cravings, material desires, cravings, Craving means I want this, lust. They are not abundant, then how can you person be equanimous? That means balanced. You know, you have the desire to lord it over. So how can you be balanced? How can you be equanimous? And then it says, no one can perform yoga who is infatuated by delusion. You know, what is the delusion? That I am the boss. I am this body. I am an American. I am this. I am that. I am CEO of a company. All these are delusions. So here the words asanyasta sankalpa means without renouncing the desire for rewards. Asanyasta. Sanyasta means to give up. Asanyasta means not to give up. Without renunciation, it is not possible to be free from delusion. For the error is there of mistaking the physical body as the Atma. So same, like as I said. The moment you start identifying with the body, all our problems start. And that is the toughest job we have on hand, you know, how to stop this identifying with the body. And for that we need a spiritual master or his representative who is going to tell us properly. Okay, another point. No one who has failed to shake off the binding fetters of hankering for rewards and desire for sense pleasure is under the sway of delusion, is never regarded as performing karma yoga or renunciate. I hope you understand what it's a long, looks like a long sentence, but the key words here are, if you have failed to shake off the binding, you know, like somebody is binding us and you have to shake off, shake it off, you know, shake it off or cut it off, you know. Krishna says sometimes cut it off. Cut it off by with the sword of knowledge. Cut it off with bhakti. Or shake it off. Wriggle out of that. So as long as we are not doing that, then we cannot call ourselves karma yogi, you know. Nowadays we see that somebody is some big sadhji or somebody, you know, dying, and he might have made some dharmashala or something, and they'll just say, oh, he was so and so karma yogi. And karmanyeva adhikaraste, all that will be there, you know. But we see the real renunciation here. Yeah, this one I told you already. I'm sorry. We're going back, actually. Hitting the wrong button. Okay. This is the last point. One may, same thing, one may not be considered doing yoga without the cessation, that means stopping of desires for reward. At least that is why first step is to become Nishkama Karma Yogi. Nishkama. Nishkama Karma, start performing. And then next comes, you know, give up even the activities. Why you want to do that? You know, why you don't? Because there is a risk. Why we have to give up? Because there is a risk. There is a risk that you will get entangled, you know. When you put your fire hand in the fire, there is a big risk, right? There is a risk. So there can be a bigger risk, there can be a smaller risk, but risk is a risk. Sometimes they say you take calculated risk. But that's all material. In the material world you can do all that, but not with Krishna. With Krishna you have to decide. You want to cooperate with Krishna's plan or you want to have your own plan. That's the only choice, that's the only free will we have. Okay. So thank you very much. I hope you like this new format. Format is same, but at least the points and all, I just need your feedback. So this process is okay or not okay, because I just got up a new thing, so I will start using it. Okay, thank you so much. Now if you have any question, comment, we can take that up. हरे कृष्ण माता जी। माता जी आई विल ट्राई, इफ इट इज पावर पॉइंट में है देन यू हैव टू सी हाउ यू कैन डू इट बेस्ट वे। आई वॉज टेलिंग यू नो, आपको बेटी से बात करनी पड़ेगी कि क्लास में आएंगे तो आप आराम से देख सकते हैं, सब कर सकते हैं। ओके, लेट मी टॉक टू हर समडे, अभी तो लेट मी गेट सम क्वेश्चंस हियर। ओके, थैंक यू। ओके, एनीबडी हैज एनी क्वेश्चन? आई होप देर आर सम हियरिंग सम साउंड्स। यस यस, देर आर फ्यू डिवोटीज, नॉट बैड। ओके, सो गो अहेड विथ योर क्वेश्चंस इफ दे आर देयर। इफ देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन, एटलीस्ट गिव मी द फीडबैक, यू नो आई बीन आस्किंग द फीडबैक। Let me at least stop the recording part of it. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Oh, sorry. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.